For security reasons, the employees aren't allowed to bring their own lunches to work, so the company provides lunch, but the plaintiffs maintain the meals didn't conform to their religious-based dietary restrictions. They sued, but their case was thrown out, so they appealed to the state Supreme Court. The justices ruled Washington's anti-discrimination law, like federal law, does extend to employee religious practices. Seth Rosenberg is a lawyer for the men who brought the suit. He thinks this ruling should spark a conversation between employers and their employees about religious accommodations.
Now that dialogue needs to occur, and obviously we think that that's incredibly important given how diverse Seattle is and Washington state as a whole.
The dissenting justices say there's no evidence the intent of Washington's anti-discrimination law was to create a religious protection for the workplace. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.